queen, when she had received the letter and read it, and did as was written in it, and had a splendid wedding feast prepared, and the king's daughter was married to the child of good fortune, and as the youth was handsome and friendly, she lived with him in joy and contentment. After some time, the king returned to his palace and saw that the prophecy was fulfilled again, and the child married to his daughter. "How has that come to pass?" said he. "I gave quite another order in my letter." So the queen gave him the letter and said that he might see for himself what was written in it. The king read the letter and saw quite well that it had been exchanged for the other. He asked the youth what had become of the letter entrusted to him, and why he had brought another instead of it. "I know nothing about it," answered he. "It might have been changed in the night when I slept in the forest with the thieves." The king said in a passion, "You shall not have everything quite so much your own way. Whosoever marries my daughter must fetch for me from hell 3 golden hairs from the head of the devil. Bring me what you want, what I want, and you shall keep my daughter." In this way, the king hoped to be rid of him forever, Martin.